We had Parshas Beshalach again, and of course the interest, as always, has to center on the Shira. Now, some of you may know that in this past year I put out a book on Hazinu, and while we're thinking about Hazinu, thought a little bit about the Inyan of Shira, and touched also on the Shiras Hayam. And I learned things about the Shiras Hayam which I hadn't learned before. There's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha 13. Yesh mekoymos shenorgu bohen likros b'chol yoim acha shemorochim yishtabach, that immediately after yishtabach there was a minute to say Shiras Hayom. Well, we say just before yishtabach, but that seems to be our minute also. V'acha kach merochim al shema. Okay. V'yesh mekoymos shekoyren Shiras Ha'azinu, v'yesh yechidem shekoyren shtei Shiras ha'koy lefi ha'minuk. So apparently there is some form of affinity between Hazinu and Shiras Hayom, because Rambam brings the minhagim that some people substituted Hazinu for our minhag of Shiras Hayom, others said them both. And while I was thinking about that, I was talking to one of the Avrechim here in Yeshiva who come from Iran, and he pointed out to me the from the Ben Ishchai, who brings Gam Oid HaMinuk Po Yireinu Baghdad Loima HaAzinu B'mokam Shiras Hayom. Apparently are still in the Ben Ishchai's Tekufa, the Minuk in Baghdad was that they said the Hazinu instead of Shiras Hayom. I didn't tell them they should stop that. He allowed them to continue saying Hazinu instead of Shiras Hayom. Rak ani oimer Shiras Hayom k'moy kol yoim. I say Shiras Hayom the same as everybody else does. V'Shiras Hazinu ani oimer oisa acha hu amida. But after the Shmoyne Esra I say Hazinu. V'chein oisim hachachomim v'yareim v'anshei maisim. So he says that the Chachomim and the Anshei Maaseh have a tendency to say Hazinu also. In other words, Shiras Hayom plus Hazinu. So there seems to be some affinity between the two. Some even substitute, and some at least say them both. But what exactly is the connection? Then I found that Hazinu also has an affinity to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, the Shir of Shabbos. How do I know that? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Lamed Aleph, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah clears the Shaila. First of all, it brings all the Shir Shal Yoyims. On this day you say this Shir Shal Yoyim, on this day you say Shir, this Shir Shal Yoyim is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And then a little further down in the Gemara, about halfway down the Daf, it says, "B'musofei de Shabbatel, maho yoimrim." What did they say by Musaf on Shabbos? The Shir Shalyoim was always said together with the Tomit. So they're asking, what was said by the Musaf? "B'musofei de Shabbatel, maho yoimrim." Omer Rav Onan Bachovo, Omer Rav, Haziv lecho. They used to say Haziv lecho. What does it mean, Haziv lecho? So the Mufashim explain, Haziv lecho is in Hazinu. It's the seder of where the hafsokas are, that when you lay in Hazinu, where do you make Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, where are the hafsokas? So the letters of Haziv lecho, they are the ones which you make. Let's see whether we can find the Rashi over here quickly. B'musfei de Shabbatel mai shir amre Haziv lecho Pashas shiras ha'azinu cholkim oysa l'shisho brokim Horishon ha'azinu, that's the hey. Hasheni zecho yomos olam, that's the zayin. Hashlishi yakiveyu albom ha'seoret Hazi Horovi vaya Hashem vayinu, it's Haziv. Adkan shisho psukim l'perek ומכאן ואילך שמונה פסוקים לפרק, החמישי לולי כעס אויב אוגר, השישי כי יודן השם אמרם. So, and כדרך שכל כן, Pirkei Hashiro Hazois Khan, Kakhoikim Vesa Knesses, Kakhoinoiso, Shishu Akhoikim Besefa Toro, Vashvi Akhoikim Minha Shiro Ulahalon. Now, that's very, very interesting. So I don't know why we don't say Shir Shal Yom on Shabbos. Must the Mefoshim or maybe the Noisa Kelim in the Shulchan Aruch must talk about it. Like we say the Shir Shal Yom, which is said by the Talmud. Why don't we have the minute today to say the Shir Shal Yom, which they said by the Musaf on Shabbos? I don't know why we don't have the minute to say it. But whatever it is, the minute was that in this breakdown of six. So what they did was that on Shabbos number one they would say the Hey, on Shabbos number two they would say the Zion, on Shabbos number three the Yud, and so on. And then after the end of the 6 years they'd go back again. In other words, one of the six Chalokim of Hazinu was the Shir which they said B'Shas the Musaf on Shabbos. So you see that Hazinu has an affinity also to Shabbos. So we have Hazinu partnering up with the Shir Hayom, with Oz Yoshir, and also with Shabbos. What is the common factor over there? So, you know, it's when you're writing a book on Hazinu, you're in the Pasha of the Shirim. So you're more in the Indian, like I don't want to make this a Shir on Hazinu, it's supposed to be a Shir on Shiras Hayom. So you have to understand a little bit, like what might it be that creates this kind of a threesome? The Chazal say in Midrashim that there are 10 Shiras, and these three Shiras are a part of those 10 Shiras. There's Shiras Hayom, and there's the Shir of Shabbos, and there's the Shir of Hazinu, that's called Shiras Moshe in the Brisa. But apparently these three form a threesome. They have some common identity which puts them together and which makes it Svoradik, that you can either substitute or at least pair up Hazinu together with the Shiras Hayom every day by Yishtabach, either before or afterwards depending on the Minhogim, and also that it's Hazinu that you say by the Musaf of Shabbos. Now the Emma says that there is a Shaila, there is a problem which we have to solve with Hazinu as a Shia. There's a famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim clears a Shaila about the Shiro al Hanes. There's a halacha that when a Nes happens, so you say Shiro. Express thanks to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Reb Chaim clears a Shaila, what if the Nes hasn't happened yet? But there's a Novi who comes along and says that Hashem is going to make this and this Nes. Are you allowed to say the Shiro before the Nes actually happens? That's the Shaila which Reb Chaim Brisker, he cleared this Shaila. So he was poshted from the posuk, "Vani bechastof avotachti, yogel libi bishur secha, oshiru l'Hashem ki gomal olay." That means like this: I am boiteach in your chesed. Vani bechastof avotachti, yogel libi bishur secha. Even in anticipation, I'm already rejoicing. Yogel libi bishur secha. My heart rejoices in the anticipated Yeshua, which I may know because a Novi was misnabe that this was going to happen. But Oshiro Lashem, I'll only say this Shiro, Kigomal Oloi, after you have done the Nes for me, after you paid me off, or whatever Gomal means, after you have given me this Nes, then I'm going to say Shiro. So Reb Chaim's hachro is that Shiro is something that you can only do after the Yeshua has taken place. Now the Emma says that makes a problem, Lanius Daitia, that I understood it, that it makes a problem with Hazinu, because the ultimate Yeshua, Haninu goyim amoy, kidama vodav yikom, v'nokom yoshev v'tzoro, v'chive admosa amoy. The Ramban makes a big issue in Hazinu that the Hasidut takes the history of Klal Yisrael all the way from the beginning all the way till Mashiach, and the last few psukim, like especially this last pasuk, Haninu Goyim Amo Vidam Avod of Yikon, that is the tzur of Hazinu. And it says over there in Vayelech, the pasuk before Hazinu, it says that the Rabban Shom came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, listen, the Tzogos are going to come against the Yidden and they should say this Shiro. This Shiro is going to be their antidote, their medicine that they're going to be able to take when all these Tzogos are going to happen to them. And the Torah calls it a Shiro the whole time. It's a Shiro. Also a Shiro, Hazois La'ed, this Shiro. So Hazino is a Shiro, and of course it's written like a Shiro. It's written like a Shiro in the Sefer Torah, and the language is the language of Shiro. It's a poem. So the Shaila is that according to Rav Chaim's Yesod, that the din of Shiro can only be said once the Nes has already occurred, or Shiro Lashem ki gomal oloi. So then, what place is there for Shiro in Hazina? Hazina, for most of the Perek, it's a dirge, it's not a song of joy. It's telling us all the tzoros that are going to happen, this tzoros is going to happen, that tzoros is going to happen, and the constant failures, our being lohut after all kinds of bad things, and the punishments that are going to come from that. Those of you who remember Hazina, I don't want to go into the Protim, but there's one passage over there in Hazinu where there's Machlokes of Yehuda and Nechemya. So whom is it describing? Is it describing the Goyim or is it describing the Yidden? So the emphasis is, when you think about that, that's just terrible. Is it Shayach in the Rabbi Yisrael's Torah, where every word is emes and where every nuance is emes, so that there should be a passage which is a suffix? Is it describing the Yidden or is it describing the Goyim? Rahman al-Islam. What does that mean? That means that you can't tell a Yid from a Goy. I mean, Hazinu is so chock full of horrors. No, was then? The fact is that it ends on the note of Haninu Goyim Amar Gidam Avod of Yikam. I don't want to go into the Protim, but Hazinu is a very, 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 like a Yesoidisticker thing. And of course there's the one posuk over there, and what taka makes it a Shiro. Forget about Rav Chaim at the moment. Rav Chaim, I think, is a problem until we'll give an answer in Yetz Hashem, but it's a problem. It hasn't happened yet. If the denouement, the end result, the ultimate landing up with the Yeshua is the Haninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avod of Yikar, that hasn't happened yet. The Goyim are not serenading Klal Yisrael yet. So that hasn't happened yet. So what place is there for the Shiro? But the Yesod of the Shiro, I think I've mentioned that before in this Shiurim, the Shemoyer de Gazach of Gedal Yeshor brings it from I forget the one of the big Hasidic Rebbes. He brings it for it's Meir in the world. Yeah, it says, you should know, yeah, ki ani hu, I'm the Rebbein Shalom. That's towards the end of Hazinu, that you will know that ani hu. So what does it mean, ani hu? What's the double ani? So the lampshot like this, whether that's the pshuta shal mikra, I can't say, but the way they touch it, and it's so moiradik, and that is really the key to understanding how Zeno properly is, you should know that ani, I, am I, even when I appear to you as who. That's a yesod, which I think I've also mentioned in the Shiurim before, that there are tehillim, that's for example in the Shir Shel Yom of Thursday, if you look there towards the end. So you see like this, that when the Rabbi Nishon talks about the Yidden, when they're good, so then he talks in the second person. Batsoro koroso v'achaltseko en cho b'seisoro efchon cho amei merivosera Shema amei v'oido boch Yisroel en tishmali, always in the second person. Yeah, but then v'loy shoma ami l'koy lev Yisrael loy ovelim. He switches to the third person. Yeah, when we start becoming bad, when we start becoming no good next, so then the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'm not ani. It's not I talking to you. Yeah, I don't see you as a partner for a conversation. Yeah, I describe what happens to him talking to Klal Yisrael. So all the tzoros which are described in such graphic detail in Hazinu, that is the Ribbono Shel Olam acting as who. But what is the Nechoma at the end of Hazinu? At the end of Hazinu, the Nechoma is, you should know, Ki Ani, it is I. And it is I, even when you think it's who. Even when you experience the Mishpatim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the punishments of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which sound very much like a who, but you should know that it's really Ani. That is the Shia of Hazina. But that will become Niskale only in Achas Hayomim. That's going to be Niskale then. I think I talked to you once about it in the Shia. Also, I mentioned the last Rashi all the way at the end of the Zayis HaBrocha, where the Rabbanu Shalom shows Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael. So it also says, Rashi says the whole time from Chazal, he showed him that place, Bevinyono Ubechobono, 6 or 7 times in the same Rashi. Why did he show him the Chobono? The Teretz is because at that point Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to see the whole Emes and to understand. Gave the marshal when you stitch something and you stitch a beautiful picture on a cloth, so from the other side it looks like a mess, on the right side it looks beautiful, so the obverse side is beautiful, the reverse side is ugly. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to in those last few minutes of his life was to see the obverse side, to see that Bechorbono is also Latoif, everything is Latoif, and Hazino is Latoif, else is good. So, but that's going to be Niskale in Yom HaMashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu was only Zeichel in the last few minutes of his life. So that's a problem, how Hazino could be a Shiva. But I think that the affinity which we traced between Hazinu and Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos and Hazinu and the Shira Sayon, I think that the answer to the question that we're asking on Reb Chaim, if I understood him correctly, I think that on the surface it seems to be a problem. But I think that the answer is that Yisoid which Reb Chaim says, that you can only say the Shira after the Yeshua has come, or Shira Lashem Ki Gomal Oloi, that is true only when the subject of the Shira is the Yeshua. If a certain Yeshua happened and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved us, and now we want to say Shira, so even if we knew ahead of time that he was going to save us, you can only say the Shira once it's happened. I think that in the threesome, namely Hazinu, Shabbos, and Shira Sayon, the subject is not the Yeshua. The subject is the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, these are shiros which are sung in praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not in praise of the particular Yeshua which gave rise to saying this shira. But it's a shira to be megale who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, what his place is in our lives, if that's maybe that's the wrong way of wording it, right? But yeah, it's a celebration of the closeness between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And I'm suggesting that this idea that you need that the Yeshua should already have taken place, that is when the Yeshua is the subject of the Shir. So the chiddush which Reb Chaim saw in that pasuk was that you cannot say a Shira on a Yeshua which hasn't happened yet.
Aber the Rebbeinu Shalom, from the first moment of the Bria, the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, his chesed is there, his kindness is there, his concern is there, his closeness is there. It's all there, it's there, it's there, it's there. The Oshiru Hashem ki gomal oloi is true every minute of the world's existence. And Mimela, the prime's problem of that, the Oshiru Hashem ki gomal oloi, wouldn't be said in that context. I just want to be mevayer why I'm saying that. In what way is it true to say that these three shiras are all celebrations not of a particular Yeshua, but a celebration of the Rebbeinu Shalom? So we'll get to Shiras Hayom, because that's what we're really talking about. We'll leave that till the end. But in Hazinu, well, we just know we're Masbir, and there's so much more to say on that, but it's not within this shir. But it's the Ani Ani Hu, that is the celebration of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hakara, that everything that happens, from the most wonderful things to the most apparently painful, so many tzoras, so much suffering, we should know the U, ki Ani Ani Hu. It's always Ani. What are you timing? You can't find me. Al kein Hashem elokai bekirbi mitzoni haroi soele. The Rebbeinu Shalom isn't here. He's hiding. Yeah, you're right. I'm hiding. But it's I who am hiding myself. It's not the pshat is I'm hiding and I'm not there anymore. I ran away so that you won't be able to find me. No, I'm there. I'm there as much as I'm always there. And it is I who am hiding myself. Ani, ani who? It's the ani who is who. And I am the Ani, and I'm there. And when you see a who, you're also seeing an Ani, except not so plainly, because the he at that point looks like a who. The things that you have to sort of allow them to grow inside you, but they're really mildly gezatten. And that is what Hazina is about. What about Shabbos? Well, Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, you know, Rav Hutner says this big aside, that of all the Shir Shal Yoms, the only one who introduces himself as a Shir Shal Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So it's Ki'ilu, like it's Begole. No, so we would expect that the Mizmor Shir Shal Yom HaShabbos should be about Shabbos. What's it got to do with Shabbos? Doesn't have anything to do with Shabbos. Before Yach Hashavim Kumar Esav, Ayo Tzitzu Kapol Ove, and Nisham Damadeel, it's telling us that Rosh of the Toivla, don't worry, the Tzadikim are going to be okay, the Roshavim are going to be punished. That's what it's going to tell us. The Mizmor Shir Shal Yom HaShabbos is the description of the ultimate emes of the Rebbeinu Shalom's Hanhoge. That's mamash what it is. What's it going to do with Shabbos? Oh, so that brings over the, because right after Sheshes Yomim, the creations of the sixth day, what comes next? Vayichulu Hashemayim V'Oretz V'Chol Tzavon. Shabbos. On what said in Chazal, Vayichulu is Loshen Kli L'Debata. When you buy a new house, you make a Chinuch Habayis. So Shabbos is the Chinuch Habayis of the Bria. That means that Shabbos is a rejoicing in the perfection of the Bria. And in order for the Bria to be perfect, so it must be that before Yach Hashem Kumar Eisei V'yotzitzo Kol Pol Oven L'Yisham Damadeyot, it has to be Tzadik Katoma Yifra. Okay, that's what Bonin is good. Yeah? Otherwise, what's so perfect about the world? So in order to celebrate Shabbos, that's the Loshen of Rav Hutner over there, to the extent that a person has kashyas on what's going on in the world, to that extent he doesn't have Shabbos. Shabbos is the time when we live ki'ilu an olam habodik kind of life. And we see the emes, just like Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life saw the emes. So that is what Shabbos is. So, again, it's the same yesod that even when the refroyach shon k'mar esera yotzitzu kol poyle oven, also the Rebbeinu Shalom is there. Lo Hisham Damateyat. You need this Yotzitzu Kol Poyle Oven, that they should be Lisham Damateyat. We don't see how the mathematics works, but that's the way it is. And now getting to the Shiras Hayom, that's also the same Yesod, because again, it's also what I'm telling you over a little bit now is the Maharal. The emes is that if somebody were to wonder what is the Iker Posuk, what is the Iker Posuk of the Shiras Hayom? So the Pashas is, Oshiru Hashem ki go'ay go'o sus v'roichavoy Rama Bayam. How do I get the Ikaposuk? Because Miriam and the Noshim, that's all they said. That she, Miriam took out all the Noshim v'sufim v'mechailas, and what did they say? Oshiru Hashem ki go'ay go'o sus v'roichavoy Rama Bayam. That is the toichen of the Shiras Hayam. So the Maharal explains, what's the big news about sus v'roichavoy Rama Bayam? What's going on there? So he says, because we'd say like this, like if nation number one conquers nation number two, yeah, so how do they do it? It has to go by Hadraga. First you have to take the king of the nation and throw him off the throne. So now the whole nation is weakened, so now you can conquer that nation. The Chiddush over here is sus v'roichavoy Rama Bayam. The Ribbono Shel Olam smashed Mitzrayim without first weakening Paroi, because the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach extends over even the strongest and the mightiest in this world. How we understand that, what it means to us, I can't say exactly. Like, you know, we're so used to thinking of the Ribbono Shel Olam as all powerful, so big deal whether he drowns the horse without the king on it or with the king on it. What's the difference? But that is the Yesod. You see that this is what the Shiva is singing. In other words, that, and if those of you remember last year what I said about the Shiva Sayom, it's also, I remember, if maybe you remember, if I just remind you. This b'mayim lohem choymum yeminomu mismalam. The Torah repeats it twice. What was the big deal about the mayim being a choymer? So I explained to you, because the Maharal always says that mayim is choymer. It's pure physicality, because it doesn't have any form of its own, because it takes on the form of the keli in which you put it. And here suddenly they became walls. The water became walls. What does that mean? That means that the geshem of this world becomes ruach. The choymer of this world becomes tzurah. And I find it that all these midrashim, which say that in the Yamsuf, so there were fruit trees growing and water fountains and ver ves, kol mila the metav, why did the same thing? It was a picture of Olam Habo. It was the picture of the giloy of the ultimate good, that the world is good and history is good and Yidden are good. It's a moyrodik and moyrodik zach. So I think that is the underlying principle, which is the affinity between those three shiros, that the shiros, those three shiros, Hazinu, Shabbos, and Shiras Hayam, celebrate the Ribbono Shel Olam, not the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And the emes is that is Olam Haba. They're all dealing with Olam Haba. Because what do we say on Shabbos? That's like a Shabbos ticket filler. Ein ke'erkecho Hashem Elokeinu b'olam hazeh. Ein ke'erkecho. There are many, many, many arochem in olam hazeh. Value systems. All of us have value systems, and there are many, many, many of them. But you're the biggest erech of all. Ein ke'erkecho Hashem Elokeinu b'olam hazeh. There's no erech which can touch you. But in Zulasra Malkeinu l'chai olam haba. In Chai Olam Haba, there's nobody besides you. So it's not the pshat is that you're better than every other Erech. In Olam Hazeh, where we have Arochem, and in Ke'erkecho Hashem Elokeinu b'Olam Hazeh, the Olam Haba is Ein Zulasra, there's nobody besides you. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is rejoicing in the Ribbono Shel Olam, not in the Yeshua which the Ribbono Shel Olam made. The celebration of the Yeshua which the Ribbono Shel Olam made, that's not Olam Hazeh, the Gezach, yeah? I was in trouble. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam saved me. Thank you, Hashem. That's Moedik. But that's not Olam Haba. When you're talking about Olam Haba, Ein Zulasra Malkeinu l'chai Olam Haba. There's nobody besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what the toichen of these shiras is. Ki go'ay go'o. The geyus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Friday we get ready for that already. Hashem Moloch geyus lovesh. The geyus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, ein oid milvada. That is what we're supposed to be celebrating on Shabbos. That is what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. That's what Hazinu is, and that's what the Shiras Hayom is, and that's what Shabbos Pashas B'Shalach. If we can think ourselves into the spirit of the day, that is what we should be thinking.